In Colorado, the number one killer remains cigarettes, and it's widely known how difficult it is to quit smoking. KGNU Boulder Denver has partnered with the free telephone counseling service, Colorado Quitline, to show you one of the most effective tools for breaking addiction to cigarettes. KGNU's Janaki Lafice is following a woman named Kim through her real-life struggle to kick the habit. Will Kim make it? Listen to the six-part radio saga starting right now with episode one.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff.
And if you puff yourself to death, tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate making way. But you gotta have another cigarette.
When you quit smoking, it helps to be in touch with why you want to quit. Kim has clear-cut reasons, her health being at the top of the list. She tells us about how she started to smoke and how it's come to mean so much to her in her life.
Okay, I'm preparing to start the process of quitting smoking. The reason this is very important to me is that I do want to live healthfully into old age. I come from a long line of smokers. I took up smoking, as they say, on a whim, just starting with one cigarette in an evening with a friend, and because that friend lived with me, I ended up bumming cigarettes more and more regularly until the day that I finally went and bought my first pack. And I felt like I was doing something illegal and that I should be arrested for it because I had never been a smoker, and it always felt like something that was naughty and illegal and forbidden, even though I was surrounded by smokers most of my life. So I remember buying that first pack of cigarettes and thinking, oh, you know, this is, I'm kind of a grown-up, and I'm going to smoke, and I'm going to smoke out loud, and people are going to see me. And it was somewhat of a statement. I remember thinking, well, I'm only smoking 3 cigarettes a day after the initial one cigarette every now and then. And then a year plus later, it was up to 5 cigarettes a day. And then 8 cigarettes a day. And currently, I'm smoking about 10 cigarettes a day. So when you get into the pack versus half pack description, that sounds like way too many cigarettes.
As Kim says, once you start smoking, the addictive qualities in the cigarettes cause you almost inevitably to smoke more. One of the most successful programs to help quit the habit is the Quitline, managed in Colorado by National Jewish Hospital, and funded by the Tobacco Settlement. Telephone counselors are available to those who want to quit. Diego de Santiago is one of those counselors, and he tells us how the program can help.
We provide counseling, it's over the phone, and we also offer literature to help people quit smoking. The toll-free number is for Colorado residents, and it's 1-800-784-8669, or a quick way to remember is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. It's basically 5 counseling sessions. However, if a client wants more calls, we are more than happy to provide, you know, as many calls as needed. Counselors will look at associations they have with tobacco, give them a lot of quit tips, and pretty much walk them through the quitting process by letting them know, you know, how to cut down, things they can do to counter withdrawal symptoms and cravings, medication available, how to use the medication. And we're here Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday from 8 till 4:30 in the afternoon, and they can call in as many times as needed also.
I'm really looking forward to this opportunity. I've had a brochure for the Quitline by my bed for the last 5 months. It has sat on my bedside table, and I've considered calling on numerous occasions, so it is time to make the call and start figuring out a plan of action so that I can be successful this time.
Tomorrow we'll hear Kim's intake with Quitline telephone counselor Diego de Santiago. He'll make a plan with her to taper off before she actually quits. She seems pretty motivated to begin the process. We wonder if her enthusiasm will hold. Tune in on KGNU.